Thank you and good morning. The rural county representatives of California have rallied at least 17 counties in opposition to a bill backed by AT&T that would relieve legacy communication companies from providing basic two-way phone service at affordable rates to rural customers. The new bill proposes a switch to broadband-based and cell phone-based service, and the RCRC vociferously opposes that measure. The group said in a statement after the AB 2395 passed out of committee that broadband and cell phone services are prohibitively expensive to deploy in rural areas and that the guarantee to basic phone service is a lifesaver. The RCRC has called for opposition to the bill, and they want to ensure that before any changes are made to the current phone system, that a reliable, affordable, quality alternative is put in place. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office reports that human remains have been discovered on the Shively side of the Eel River near Stratton. The coroner and deputies responded to the scene on Sunday afternoon, and confirmation was made that the skeletal remains were human. The coroner's office cannot determine if the remains are those of a male or female, and forensic testing will need to be done to determine a gender and an identity. The remains were discovered by a person who was canoeing on the Eel River, and it could be weeks or months before an identification is made. The California Highway Patrol Crescent City Area Office reports that there was a fourth fatal traffic collision over the weekend, this time on Highway 199 just south of Knopke Creek in Del Norte County at just past midnight on Sunday. The adult male driver was driving at a high rate of speed, headed southbound, when he lost control of his 1994 Ford Bronco. The truck left the roadway, rolled several times, and ejected the driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt. The driver suffered fatal injuries, and his name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. The Garberville Area Office of the CHP is investigating a fatal traffic collision that claimed the life of an 18-year-old Eureka woman in a single-vehicle crash on Highway 101 just south of Underpass Road on Friday afternoon. The driver, Mariah Woodruff, was headed southbound on 101 south of Laytonville when she lost control of her Chevy pickup. The truck drifted off to the west side of the roadway and onto the shoulder, and then up an embankment where it collided with several trees. Woodruff suffered fatal injuries in the crash and was the lone occupant of the vehicle. The cause remains under investigation. A traffic collision on Highway 101 near Pepperwood claimed the life of a 21-year-old man and sent a 60-year-old McKinleyville man to the hospital with life-threatening injuries on Friday afternoon. The 21-year-old man has been identified as Lawrence Ramos of Rockland, and he was headed southbound in the number 2 lane just south of Barkdoll Road when, for unknown reasons, he allowed his vehicle to travel across the median where it collided head-on with a northbound truck. The collision claimed Ramos's life, and the driver of the second vehicle was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading with major injuries. It remains unclear if impairment played a role in that crash. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming has made nearly a dozen hires in the past year, bringing in young and eager attorneys to take positions in the DA's office. Sometimes, though, a case comes along that needs an experienced hand, and Fleming spoke about bringing in retired prosecutor Andrew Isaac to lead the murder trial of Gary Lee Bullock.
That's, I think, an ideal way to try some of these cases, because in essence you're able to say, here this is, and they just focus on that. And he's willing to do another one, which is actually really very nice of him. And I know the office really appreciates it. In this case, of course, we were much more fortunate as far as a number of the witnesses were people who were around who were willing to come in.
Fleming said that the Bullock trial was easier than some because of willing witnesses. And with several more homicides under investigation, that's not always the case.
The district attorney investigators spend a significant amount of time, including nights and weekends, going to places like Palco Marsh and other areas to try to find some of the witnesses that are critical. That can be very difficult. As the case unfolds, you're sort of trying to recreate all the pieces of evidence that you think the jury might need and want, but you're at the same time calculating, how am I going to do this if that witness is never located?
You can hear DA Maggie Fleming discuss the Bullock trial and other issues by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.